Sit back, make yourself comfortable. You are about to experience a new kind of reality. Reality Radio with Simon Jones.
You ever think about becoming a DJ?
Right here, right now, 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 right here, right now.
Well, I promised it to you ages ago, and this is it, the Reality Radio from Ireland. Let me just set the scene real quick. I've been invited to join my friend Sarah at a double wedding in a little place called Birr, which is in County Offaly, Southern Ireland. Her brother Gareth is getting married to a nice Irish girl called Mary, and Mary's sister Olivia is getting married to a guy called Desi, or Desmond. And not many people wanted to speak to me on my tape machine. They were all fine with the video camera from the official video man on the wedding day, but nobody wanted to speak to my tape machine, so I had to struggle, but this is what I came up with. Okay, I'm in Ireland. I'm here at Mary's house, and just going to walk in. This house needs to have so many people in it. Yeah, just going to say hello to a few of those people. I don't know everybody's name, so. Yeah. Here we are in the kitchen, meeting room.
Hey.
Mary, hey.
Whatever ideas you have, put your wedding on day,
Are you excited about the wedding?
I'm very excited about the wedding. Are you?
Yes.
So do you think your mum and dad are excited about it?
Of course, my dad's nervous about his speech.
He's making a speech, is he?
He has to.
So your sister's getting married tomorrow?
Thank God. Peace and quiet.
Both of them, actually.
They're welcome to both of them, I tell you. Welcome to both of them.
So how do you feel about getting rid of them both in one go?
Why do you think I'm smiling?
So you're looking forward to getting rid of your sisters?
Yeah, two of them in the one go.
But you're gaining a whole bunch of other families here. How do you feel about that?
It's great. I had to say that, look.
Say hello, Martina.
Say hello.
Hello?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Are you recording all this?
Yeah.
Right.
So Eddie, how do you feel about getting rid of your son?
Great.
This isn't going down very well. So far, the brother's saying he's really pleased.
He's
not, you're saying you're
he's
really
not losing pleased. A son. He's gaining a whole Irish community.
Are you excited about the wedding tomorrow?
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it.
What colour suit are you wearing?
Pineapple.
Pineapple, that sounds nice.
Yes, gorgeous.
Ma, are you happy about the wedding tomorrow?
You sure can. No, I'm not.
She is, she's only messing. She's in a big hush puff.
Getting the suit on the morning of the wedding.
Not ready. That's a very good
arrangement.
What time does the wedding start tomorrow?
If you read your invitation, you know that.
Oh yeah.
He has it on tape. I can
just see you now. I kill him tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Mary.
See you tomorrow, Simon.
Bye.
Just leave that at home, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Now, I don't think it's too much of an exaggeration to say that in a small Irish community like Birr, a double wedding is a bit of an event, and it certainly felt to me like everyone in the town knew about this wedding that was going to be happening the next day. And it was like as we drove around or walked around the town, we were obviously strangers, and I felt like people were looking at us going, oh, look, there's some English people, they must be going to that double wedding tomorrow, and that was cool. The morning of the wedding, I'm all having breakfast, a fry up, and Gareth's here, and he said he would definitely talk in the tape.
You said you would. You said you would.
In the bathroom.
Right, it's 12 o'clock. Married at 2.
No nerves, no nothing.
Okay, so, morning of the wedding. Wedding's at 2 o'clock, as Gareth has told us. Just about every plan that we've made so far has changed. You know, 1 minute we're doing this, next minute we're not doing this, then next minute we are, and the next minute we're doing something else, and I have no idea. Absolute bedlam. But then I think that's the way that it's supposed to be. Sarah is long since gone. She's a bridesmaid, so she's at the bridal party, whatever that is. I'm still not really very good with weddings. I just like to sort of, you know, turn up and sort of, you know, stand there, sing a few songs, shake somebody's hand and then leave. But everybody always seems to want me to do more. I think the only way to do that, you know, to turn up and shake a hand and sing a few songs at any wedding is to just not know the people who are getting married.
Gloriously sunny day in June, this was it. After months of preparation, the big day. Mary, Olivia, Gareth and Desi were all just about to be married, and in the whole time that I was in Ireland, this is about the only thing I didn't actually record.
Well done, Mary.
Excited.
Well done, Gareth.
Did you get the coin right then?
Oh, sorry. Desi? Okay, I'll see.
Well done.
Olivia, well done.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you very much.
Now, I can't actually recall any church bells ringing out after the wedding. They may well have done, I just can't remember. But the Irish actually have a far more effective way of letting everybody in the town know that somebody's just got married.
We're just driving down the street hooting, and this is apparently an Irish tradition. It's fabulous. They're just waving at us and everything. So we've just basically done a huge lap of Birr, going a massive train of cars bibbing their horns, which just waving at anybody basically. Oh, now the trucks are joining in. Place we're going to have the reception, which is called Dooley's. This is where we had the engagement thing. This is where the drinking begins. What does it feel like, you know, to have two sisters married? You know, and how many sisters you got left now?
Got one sister left, and then there's me, but I'm the next oldest.
And you got a brother, haven't you?
Three brothers.
How old are you now?
16.
So, Rachel, you're going to be next, aren't you?
You'll be waiting a while, a long, long while.
How's it feel to be a Mrs. Williams?
Oh, great, Simon, great.
Have you enjoyed being a bridesmaid, yeah. Natalie?
Yes, I have, it's great.
Are you going to do it again one time?
I hope so.
When Rachel gets married, will you be a bridesmaid?
I hope so.
How old are you?
9.
So you've got how many years until you're married?
15 to 20.
15 to 20 years? Really?
Simon, I'm warning you, if you don't get rid of this thing, and I'm going to kill you.
How do you feel after getting rid of your two daughters?
Very proud.
Marina, how do you think they look?
I sure thought I looked better myself, but I'm only joking. You're beautiful, the two of them are beautiful.
I want to wish Olivia and Desi and Mary and Gareth good happiness and a long life together from Sinead.
I'd like to wish all the brides and grooms the very best of everything from Noel and Maureen and Rachel and Erin.
Congratulations to Gareth and Mary, Desi and Olivia. Hope you have a wonderful future together.
And that's it.
And that's it. Bye-bye.
I'd like to wish Olivia and Desi and Gareth and Mary a happy wedding and best wishes from Jean.
Congratulations to both happy couples from Natalie.
Wish Desi and Livia and Mary and Gareth a long and happy life together. Nanny.
Congratulations there, Desi and Olivia.
and their wedding. Oh, she's Mary and Gareth as well. Take a married home. But hope to make many babies together and have a great lives, and that'll be fantastic. Bye, thank you very much. I wish I
was the brakeman. Congratulations, Olivia and Desi, Mary and Gareth. To Desi and Olivia and Mary and Gareth, hope you have a happy, happy, happy life together. Love, Denise and Shanice.
Mary and Gareth, I wish you the best luck in the future. And Olivia and Desi, the best luck in the future.
And this is going to go on until people start falling off, and then they're going to have to sing song. If there's people still willing to stop back for that.
You think there might not be? Come on, this is the Irish we're talking about.
Yeah, but it depends how the likes of Murray's mother and father are. If they're getting a bit tired of Murray. You see, we went up early last time.
Yeah.
We got a bit of it and then went up, so.
They stayed till sunrise or something, didn't they?
Oh, bad. Bad.
No news. Now, this was what happened last time. There's sandwiches and everybody takes a break, gets their breath back, and then when after this overdrive, that's it.
Where's the disco next?
Yeah. Yeah. After this, we don't stop at all.
Not till 3 o'clock.
The bride and groom are leaving. Well, they're not leaving. What they're doing is they're just leaving to go and get changed into something a little bit more casual. But even that provokes the most unbelievable reaction from the Irish. They were making this kind of trail where they're all sort of holding their hands in the air in a sort of an arch shape, and they're having to walk through the middle of the arch, and they don't get very far because everybody wants to have a hug and wish them well and stuff, and all they're doing is going to get changed into something more comfortable. I love this. Everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, the Irish National Anthem, as sung by an incredible amount of drunk people at this wedding. Hence it didn't really sound like the Irish National Anthem, I'm sure.
The National Anthem didn't actually spell the end of that party. I believe that one of Mary's brothers, Shane, was trying to organise a bunch of people to stay behind and have a sing-song, so it probably went into the small hours of the morning, but we didn't actually hang around for that. We got off, it was probably about 3:30 in the morning at that time, and we were all burnt out at that point, I think. I wanted to stay. I wanted to stay and be part of the sing-song, but we had to get up early the next morning, so we left. Anyway, thank you very much to Mary's family for inviting me along. I had an absolutely fantastic time. Also, thanks very much to Sarah's family, because without you guys, I certainly wouldn't have been able to make it there. So all that remains for me to say is I wish Desi and Olivia, Gareth and Mary, the very best of luck in the future. So from Ireland, that just about wraps it up for another Reality Radio. I'm Simon Jones, and I'll catch you next time.